streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have an awesome show for you tonight. Our guest is Miss Pamela Long. She's the former lead singer of the Certified Platinum recording group Total, and she has reemerged after an 11-year hiatus. Originally introduced to the world by singing the hook on the Notorious B.I.G.'s debut single, Juicy, Pamela experienced international success and acclaim through multiple albums and collaborations with the elite artists of the hip-hop industry, including, but not limited to, Missy Elliott, Mace, and LL Cool J. However, at the pinnacle of success, Pamela Long walked away. Well, we're here tonight to tell you that Pamela Long is back on the scene, and we're going to get her story right here tonight. But before we do that, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and as always, we thank you for tuning in around the world every Wednesday night with us. And as always, we give a salute to all our soldiers that roll with us in 150 prisons across the country, fed and state men and women. We just want to give y'all a shout-out for always educating the kids and everything that comes behind the walls that has a chance to come back outside the walls. And we would like to give all our troopers out here on the land that's educating too as well. And without further ado, we're going to introduce a great, great person tonight, and we will pass the mic over to Miss Pamela Long.
Hey, 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 how are you this evening?
Everybody's great. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, everybody is well. That's what's good. I'm glad to hear that.
All right. So
I appreciate you allowing me to be on the show. Huh?
Yes. Formally introduce yourself to the world again, and we're going to get this interview started with your great, great self.
Okay, I appreciate that. This is your girl, Pamela Long. You know, like was said, I'm formerly from the group Total, and I'm here on tonight. Really ready to go forth and what's going on with the Streets Don't Love You Back. The name alone has me interested to hear about what be rocking on the show.
That's what it is, you know. So Pam, I'm going to let my queen start off tonight with some questions and things, and then, like you say, we're going to let this thing flow, and we're going to get started right now.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Tell us
a little bit about where you grew up and what kind of a life you had growing up.
Well, actually, you know, I'm a Jersey girl. I am an around the way Jersey girl. Yes, originally born and raised, but also because of the fact that my mama is from North Carolina. You know how it is, back and forth in the summer. When the summertime comes, you know you got to go down there with Granny. So I would say in between, kind of both. I was born and raised in Jersey, but I also claim Goldsboro, North Carolina. And then, too, just growing up, I had a great life. You know, my mom was and still is my everything. I'm grateful for my mama. She has taught me well, her morals and her life legacies that she has from my great-great-grandmother all the way down, you know, to my granny has definitely, I can say, has kept my family together.
That's awesome. So what, I mean, all of that is awesome, you know, morals and values and all of that being taught. But coming from Jersey, and I'm sure you saw the street life, what kept you out of the street life and how did they keep you connected and keep you on the right path?
Well, you know what? I would say just that solid foundation really just really kept me together. And, of course, you know, as a young girl, to be honest with you, was I in the streets? Yes, tried to be. you know, I definitely tried to be, but because of, you know, who my mama is and was, you know, I would tell anybody she didn't spare the rod. You know, Pamela Long got beaten. So I don't know about anybody else, but I got that butt tore up a good bit. That helped me out, you know, to keep your girl in line, you know. But for the most part, as I started to get older, you know, I actually was trying to be, you know, that portray that I'm in a street role and, you know, I'm hard. Of course, you know, I did some selling of some drugs. Yes, I did. You know, I did the driving in the stolen cars with, you know, a few friends and some of those things I actually did. But because of the foundation and the prayers that my mama was giving up and sending up to the Lord, I can say today it's only by the grace of God that I stand where I stand. You know, no, I've never been in the system, but if truth be told, I should have been in the system because of some of the things that I've done. But by the grace of God, you know, it was just like I can honestly say that was the only reason why I was not a part of the system is because of the grace of God, you know, and I thank him for, you know, honoring and hearing my mother's prayers.
Amen for that, Ms. Pam.
So important. Yeah, so important for parents, especially children. His prayers really can change things, and it really does, you know, keep your kids safe.
Yes, it does. It's so true. You know, one thing about it is, though, you know, you train a child in the way they should go, and when they're older, they'll never depart from it. And that's, you know, and that's just being honest. That's the truth right there. Because honestly, you know, my mom set a foundation for me, which was, you know, Christ. And it was just like, regardless of how things started to wean for me, you know, everybody have their own path that they're going to take. But because of the foundation that was laid in my life, I can honestly say that I'm grateful for who I am today.
Amen, Ms. Pam.
And like you said, too, you know, if you're taught when you're young and you're taught the right things, you might sway away for a little bit, but you'll come back to what's right.
Absolutely. I agree to that. I attest to that. I'm a living witness of that.
Amen to that, you know. And let me ask you a question, Ms. Pam.
Yes.
You know, you was doing your thing, like you said, you was trying to be that girl in the street and different things to that avenue. What deterred you away from that finally when you seen, you know what I mean, that the streets didn't love you back? When did you detour away from that?
You know what? At the age of 15 is when I met Puffy. I met Puffy when I was 15 years old. Actually, I can say that that's what really slowed me down a lot, mm-hmm. is because of the simple fact that I've always wanted to sing. Ever since I can remember, at the age of 3, you know, picking up the little broom and singing in it like it was my microphone. And you know, from all the way back, I could just, like I said, I can remember just wanting to sing all of my life. You know, I thought I was part of the Jacksons. I don't know about anybody else, but I was their long-lost sister. So, you know,
amen,
I was a little sister that the Jacksons didn't know about, you know, so they ain't know about me, but I was still pushing hard, you know. But so for the most part, what it was for me is that at the age of 15, I met Puffy. And with that, he actually, you know, he took us under his wing to sign us. So that stopped a lot of things for me being out there, you know. And I would definitely, like I said, I just go back to, you know, just the prayers of a mother. I don't know if there's some, because it's somebody's kid that's out there. It may seem like it's real bleak right now. You don't know which way that your child is going to go, this, that, and the third. But one thing about a praying mother, I'm telling you, it'll turn some things around. So I just say never stop praying and speaking to God concerning your baby. It may look hard and it may look difficult now, but God is able.
They're going to go through. They're going to go
through.
Mm-hmm. Amen for that. Now, when you met Puffy, right, Pam? You meet Puffy.
Right.
And did you know who Puffy was? Was Puffy in the game when you met him? Or he was just getting started?
Yeah, you know what, Puff was, he was actually, you know, Puff been in the game for, he was in the game for a minute before, you know, he started getting his notoriety. You know, Puff danced for a lot of people. He was a dancer. You know, Puff used to throw all the hardcore parties. You know, he was known for that. But this is when he started really, when he was with Mary, when Mary came out with the Real Love, you know, and Puff was definitely doing what he was doing up at Uptown. So it was just like, you know, I definitely knew of Puffy, but I just, you know, I hadn't met him. Of course, you know, there was no way that I would have ever thought that I would have met this man. But lo and behold, how God worked things out. You know, back then I didn't recognize and look at it as God, you know, for the most part. But because of the fact that I know what I know now, it's just about how God, it's just like, you know, a lifesaver. You know, he's a lifesaver.
He put you where you need to be.
You're absolutely right about that, because you never know where I could have wound up, you know?
Amen. Amen. So you meet Puffy, and what happens from that point?
You know, when we met Puff, what it is that we signed to, he actually was in a transition. We were going to actually sign with him up at Uptown, and that's when he got fired. And when he got fired, that whole thing, that transition happened, and it didn't deter Puffy from moving forward at all. He started Bad. That's when he started Bad Boy. And myself, it was Total, Craig Mack, and Biggie. That was the first three that was signed to Puffy's label. And it was incredible. It was awesome. It was a dream come true for a 15-year-old girl who always thought that she was the long-lost sister of the Jacksons.
Right. So you're with your two homegirls at the same time, right?
Yes.
So y'all both, y'all all three just chilling like, wow, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm here.
Blown away.
I'm getting a chance to sing. You
yes.
know? And when you got your chance to go in that studio and sing your first note live like that, how did that make you feel, Pam?
You know what, you feel like you're on top of the world. Don't get me wrong, it was a little nervous because, you know, it was a little intimidating because of the fact that, you know, you got this person who had her, you know, worked with Jodeci, Mary, you know, Christopher Williams, and plus so many other ones. It's just like, you know, to be standing in front of this cat and he's standing in the studio and you in the booth and he's out and looking at you in your face. And it was a little intimidating, but I can tell you what, it was the best thing that you could ever feel in your life to say, wow, what I dreamt of and what I wanted has finally come. And so it was just like, it was so awesome, so awesome.
That's what it is. Now, if Puff was listening to this interview today, what would you tell Puff?
That I love him. I would tell Puff that I love him and I'm still grateful and still thankful that like I was that same day that he signed us. You know, it was awesome to me then and it's still awesome to me now because he gave me an opportunity. He gave me something that somebody else didn't see. You know, he gave me that opportunity and for that I will be forever grateful to that man.
Amen. So he opened that door that was
he
was waiting to open up, and the Creator put you right there. And once again, I say that to say this, when you are blessed to be around certain individuals, it's your call then. You know what I mean? Whether you're going to accept the blessing or whether you're going to walk away from it. Is that true to say?
Yes, it's true to say. Yeah, it's true to say.
Right. And I want to just say, your two ladies that was with you at the time of the meeting, you know, how did that make them feel? Because I know y'all 15, young ladies, you know what I mean?
Yes.
What was the laugh and the smiling and the joy was about that day for all three of y'all?
You know what? It was a whole bunch of teeth showing, you know, and thank God I could say wasn't nobody breath kicking.
There
was a whole lot of teeth that was showing. It sure was. There was a whole bunch of teeth that was showing. We were so excited, you know, and sharing tears as well. You know, it was something that, like I said, it was a dream come true, something that you always, you know, did around the house with your family, and your family knew, and, you know, your family was like, oh, you know, my baby, you know, my mama, my baby got talent, and, you know, Keisha and Kima mom saying that the same thing about their babies, and to finally get that opportunity, oh, you know, them tears was big, too. It was some big tears.
That. So what we're going to do, Pam, you know, we're having such a great time with you just on the first kickoff of the show. My wife got a surprise for you, and she's going to kick off a great, great song for you. And we're going to kick that off because the wife wanted to hit you with a big surprise tonight. So you
all right,
put
I'm
it in your
it.
Hands, babe.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Before I do that, tell us a little bit about when you first met Biggie. And was
you know
he just fairly fresh coming out as well?
Yes, actually, when we met Big, like, it was just like, you know, I remember meeting him up in the office, and it was just like we still was in that, like I said, we was in that transition. And from the first time that we met Big, it was just like he took us under his wing like sisters, you know. And it was just like, you know, Bad Boy really was like a family. You know, there's like the Bad Boy family. It really was family. Like, even with Craig Mack, it was just like we was all like brothers and sisters. And one thing Big used to always say to us is that, you know, don't ever let anybody break y'all up, you know. And it was just like the love, it really was love. And for Big, even for Big not to be here now, it's still kind of just like, wow, man, it's unbelievable, you know. But at the same time, too, it's just like, okay, like, dog, like, he's really gone. Because it's just like you miss out, you miss the opportunity to see your brother grow with you, you know. But like I said earlier, one thing I do know is this, is that it's not the end of me seeing Big, you know. I know that one day that I'll see him again, you know, upon living, right, because there is something that there is life after death, for real, you know. Back then it was just like, you know, sometimes you never know the definition of some things until you get older and until you get an eye-opener of meeting Christ. And one thing that Big had, he had that album, Life After Death, and I'll tell you what, there really is life after death. And I know that one day that upon me living my life the way that Christ tell me to live my life in accordance to him, that I'll see him again. But I miss him a lot,
you know,
because he really, truly was a brother.
Well, we're going to give you the opportunity, Pam, to say what you need to say to Biggie, because you know he's listening to the interview right now. So
all
we'll
right
give you a chance
now.
To say
all
that
right.
Shout-out to Biggie.
And this one here tonight goes out to Big and Pam. Here we go.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip, motherfucker. Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
It's all good,
and all the niggas in the struggle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, da-ha. You never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight because I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love, Bug, Sarski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Personal with Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting five characters. my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got two rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label.
Right back here to the hottest radio show worldwide, the Streets Don't Love You Back, and we're kicking it with the one and only tonight, Miss Pamela Long. You dig me?
Yes.
And while we rolling tonight, I'm so in that groove right now. Before we get back to that interview with Miss Pam, we're going to hit you with her track, you feel me? And her track is called Bad By Myself, you dig? So we want you to check that track out, and then we're going to give you more Pamela Long. We'll be right back.
Frustrated, so tired of waiting, patiently waiting.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, right back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And like I told you, we're kicking it live tonight with Miss Pamela Long. And that track right there was from her called Bad by Myself. Pam, you got me over here doing the Cabbage Patch, girl. You feel me? And the old man ain't did that in years. You feel me? So I had to go back on you, Pam. You feel me? Oh, Bad by Myself. What a great song, ladies and gentlemen, you know. And we're kicking it live right here with Miss Pamela Long. Pam, let's get into this album. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm feeling this music, girlfriend. And, you know, let's talk about some of these states that you're going to be hitting. And let's talk about this album first. Get the people what's happening with this.
Okay, I'm definitely looking forward to it. This song right here that everybody just heard is called By Myself. It actually was just a little something that we put out in early 2012, just so people would just be reacquainted with just hearing, you know, my voice again. You know, a lot of people just thought that Pamela Long wasn't going to emerge again, and the record really just it hit home for me. And it meant a lot to me because it was a point where, you know, literally I was by myself in a lot of areas. For one, I'm used to being in a group. Everybody used to seeing Pamela Long, you know, rock with two other counterparts. And it was just like, you know, I was by myself coming back to the game, you know, in that sense. And then, two, not being on Bad Boy any longer, you know. So it's just like, you know, by myself really starting at a place, I'm not even going to say starting over, but just coming back out, you know, by myself. And then, too, you know, I was feeling by myself as far as just, like, spiritually. You know, I felt alone, but when I was out there, when I thought I was alone, he came and he rescued me when I was by
Amen.
Myself. So this song really, it hit home in so many areas. So it's just like, you know, when I am singing that song, and when I was singing that song when we were recording it, it was just like it really, really hit home. And I know that other people can relate to it. You know, sometimes one thing with, you know, I definitely got to shout my team out. I got to shout out Eugene Napoleon, you know, for even just really just telling me to let you guys hear this record. You know, a lot of people didn't hear it. For a lot of reasons, you know, on radio, because of the fact that, you know, radio wanted something that was, I definitely get it, you know, up-tempo and kind of moving, because that's where, you know, everybody is at this moment. But you know what, sometimes we need to really just take a moment and take an inventory where we can really sit back and listen. And you want to touch, not only you want to make people dance, but some people need some heart change, you know, some fixing, and some people need for somebody to really tell, you know, to say something that you really want to say, but you know what, you really don't hear it, so sometimes you really won't say it. And it's a lot of people out there that can relate to being by themselves at one point or another. It may be somebody that you lost. It may be some, you know, it may seem like you can't get a job. It seem like things ain't going right, and, you know, you having that moment when you feel by yourself. You really need to know how to get out of a hole sometimes. And, you know, the only thing that I can say is that if you look up, it is somebody that's greater than you and your situation that's able to pull you out of it. And sometimes we need to stop all the tracks and just trying to sell a record. My whole thing is that, you know, every artist, of course, you want to sell records, but you know what? Souls are worth more than records to me nowadays. So it's just like,
Amen.
You know what? You want to touch... You want to touch the heart of a person and give them something besides just an up-tempo beat just because you're looking to make something. Why don't you look to give something to somebody?
Amen.
You know, so
Amen.
That's where this, and I'm grateful for that. Like I said, I shout out Eugene Napoleon. You know, I shout him out so much because if it was not for him being in my life and being that one to undergird me and, you know, to help to hold up my arms, I don't know where I'll be at right now, you know. And it took a moment for me to grow into the place of where I'm at in my life right now. And I'm so grateful that God has seen fit to pair me up with this man, because when I say that my career has taken just a turn for the best. I'm so grateful with and for that. And just to speed up a little bit, just to tell you, the name of the album is called Undeniable. And Undeniable will be dropping. We haven't put a date behind it as of yet, but the single from the album is called Party. The name of the record is called Party. Now, with the name itself, I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, okay, well, you was just saying, you know, you don't want to just, but the song Party, it has something in there for somebody as well. It's like I said, you're definitely going to have fun on this album with me, but you're going to hear my life. You're going to hear the journey of a life that has had the ups and the downs and, you know, the ins and the outs and, you know, some of the questions that you wanted to find out about, you will find out about on this album. You're going to hear everything because it is my life. I call this album, it's lifestyle music because it's real. It's just that real. And like I said, the name of the first single is called Party. But it's just telling, you know, it's just basically saying that, you know, you're going to lift your hands and party basically after everything that you have seen in this life, the ups and the downs. The only thing that you can do is lift your hands and let it go. And party.
Amen.
Party don't mean being wild.
Go to
you know,
no
party
club.
Don't mean that, you know, I'm going to the club if that's what some people do, my whole thing is that, you know what, I'm not coming against you for doing that, but me, I know what party means for me is that I'm celebrating my freedom from myself.
Amen.
You know
Amen.
What I mean? Sometimes
Amen.
You be so wrapped up and so tore up with yourself. To where it's
right.
just like you know, so I'm having a good time because I'm free from me.
Amen. And that's what's okay. happening. So let me ask you something, Pam. How long was you with Bad Boy? How long was you with under Puffy label?
You know what? I was with Puff, oh my goodness. Because of the fact that I was so young when I signed, I had to sign with my mama, you know, so and I met Puffy in 92, and so in 92, I was with Puffy from 92 all the way up into 2002.
Wow. So you had a long stretch.
Yes, we did. Yeah. A long stretch, and, you know, a lot of people didn't know it. You know what, and I definitely will say this, is that one thing a lot of people thought that, and which in fact is something about how Total was still so relevant today. You know, they play in Can't You See on the radio as if it just came out, which I'm grateful for because it still, you know, keeps me not only relevant for those that were in my in the 90s, that grew up in the 90s, but also for the younger people today to where it's just like, they're like, oh, okay, I know that voice, I know that song. So
yeah.
I'm grateful, right. I'm definitely grateful for that. So it's just like that whole run that we had even then all the way up until now being 2013, it's just like to still be relevant. And it's just like, you know, my niece's friends, you know, 13, 14 years old, you know, I know that song, Can't You See? And, you know, my niece, she's like, oh, that's my aunt. You know, and they like, no, it's not. You know, so that right there to me is just, it just feels good. It puts a smile on your face and in your heart, you
Amen.
Know, to just say, okay.
Amen.
And it, then,
right.
because that just goes to show me that I'm still, what I'm grateful for is that I'm able
longevity.
To also have a voice with the younger people, yes.
Yes,
okay.
and longevity at the same time.
Exactly.
Yes.
Hey, we have Eugene on the line, so let's go ahead and bring him on and let him share with us a little bit. Eugene,
I'm
there?
I'm definitely here. I hope you can hear me. I'm here.
Oh, man, we can
hear you
loud and clear, man. And I just want to tell you, homie, we really appreciate you being a real trooper tonight and kicking it with us here on the show. We had Eugene on the show a couple weeks ago. And we ran all the way the whole 2 hours because the whole show was bomb, you know. And now we got Miss Pamela Long here tonight, and we just ride, man. I mean, we're grooving out here. And give us something to the people out here, Eugene, about Miss Pamela Long. Let them know what it is.
Oh, man. Probably one of the purest recording artists that we've had in a long, long time. And what makes it so important is not just her talent. I've always told Pam she's going to touch millions because of her soul and because of what she is as a person. You know, God blessed her with so much immense talent, but outside of that, very few, when you're blessed with that much talent, sometimes you kind of lose track of what your real purpose is, and she's never done that. She knows exactly what her purpose is on top of being so gifted, and I think her album, just her as a person, both coming hand-to-hand, will definitely touch, like I said, millions and millions of people alike. You know, she's going to transcend race, color, or creed just because of the kind of person that she is.
Amen.
So it is a pleasure. It truly is. I mean, I love her like that's my little sis, you know. Besides
that
the
is.
Business, that's my little sis. It has nothing to do with, you know, the recording industry or anything like that. You know, that's my heart right there.
Straight up fam, bottom
exactly.
line.
Exactly.
You
yes,
know,
it is.
And,
always,
and
that's
just,
my big bro right there.
Yeah, and we just, we just so thankful that you made this happen, and we want to give a shout-out to Brother Dylan up there in Cleveland, you know, for connecting Eugene with me and my wife, and from there, we got one of the greatest artists ever picked up the mic on our radio show, and that's Miss Pamela Long, you feel me?
Exactly.
And,
thank you so much.
Yes. With that being said, indeed, Pam, we got a caller on the line. I want you to hold on, Eugene, and we're going to get to this caller on the line. Last four digits, 6080. What's happening, Will?
Hey, what's going on, buddy? How's it going?
Oh, man, I'm good, baby. I see you called in to ask Miss Pam something, man. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. She's on the air, and let's keep this thing moving.
Yeah, I'd like to first thank God and say much blessings to everybody. Pamela, congratulations.
Yes.
I can't wait
thank
to come out. I'm going to spread it out. I'm going to put it everywhere. I'm going to get
thank
it. I'm going to snatch
so
it first.
Thank you so much.
What I would like to know is... I was just listening to the part you was talking about being by yourself. You know,
right.
I've been actually making my own music and kind of like, you know, performing myself by myself, actually. And,
right.
you know, when I get in a group, it's like I'm collaborating with everybody else's project instead of mine.
Right.
And I get to mine, I'm so frustrated because now I'm kind of lost and feel that I need somebody else instead of being by myself.
Right, Will.
So
right.
I'm trying to actually figure out how can I overcome that part.
You know what, I would just say to you, Will, is that you know what it is that you have, you know, on the inside, when it comes down to your music, you know how you feel, you know what it is that you want to come across with, and I would just say as long as you be true to you, and if you feel like you need something, like sometimes it's just like, you know, to be in a group is a great thing. But I would say to you just to ask yourself is just like, is that what you really want? And if you want to be in a group, I would say then pursue it as such because you can still be yourself in a group. You don't have to get lost in a group. But my whole thing is that if this is something that you came in and you was just like, yo, this is the type of music that I want to do. This is my sound is such and such and such. And every time I get with somebody, it's really not what it is that I'm doing in my heart, and I don't want to do that. And I would just say to you, be true to yourself. Be true to who you are, and that because that always comes off better when you're true to yourself. And it's just like, you know what, you may feel by yourself, but you know what, when you're being true to yourself, it'll definitely come together. And before you even opened your mouth, you gave and said anything to anybody else, you gave honor to God. And that alone by itself just goes to show that you may appear to be by yourself, but you're not really by yourself. You with the right one. You with the right one.
Right. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm finding myself now making I'm not making beats or music. I'm not making music for myself anymore.
Right.
My fingers are doing something different, and I'm not, you know, I shy away from the music I make now because it's not my style. And I've lost my touch on making my style of music. I have to hear somebody else.
Right. You know what, Will? You know what? This may be unorthodox or whatever the case may be, but it's just on my heart to do such. And would you just allow me to be obedient? Is that okay?
Go right ahead.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for Will. I thank you for what it is that you placed on the inside of his heart. And I thank you, God. And, Father, along the way sometimes we can get lost in the shuffle of things. But, God, the very thing that you created him for and the sound that you've given to him concerning music, Lord, I ask that it will be given back to him, oh, God. I pray that his ears will be fresh to hear what it is that you would allow to come out of his heart. God, I ask and I thank you for the sound that you alone has given to him. So we bless you and we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
It is.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hey, Will.
Yeah.
I just want to say, man, you know, the blessings is upon you, my brother. You feel me? And with that being said, man, you know, I'm going to dedicate your song that you just recorded. Life is just a story. I'm going to dedicate your song to Miss Pam, for Miss Pam can hear your sound tonight right here on our worldwide radio show. So we're going to go to Will's song, and his track is called Life is Just a Story, and we're going to dedicate that to Pam. Be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Days of struggle, you know what I'm
constant
saying?
Struggle, you know?
Constant struggle,
you know?
Constant struggle,
I understand that. Gotta keep moving on,
you
know?
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell.
Story
the time. You're living in this struggle. Every day we're going through this time. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back here to the hottest radio show worldwide, the Street Show Love You Back, and we're kicking it once again with the one and only Miss Pamela Long, you feel me, and she's back, all the way back to state. She never went nowhere, she just took a long vacation for the people,
mm-hmm.
It's all good, she's right back on deck again, you feel me,
yes.
We just vibing, man, so that song right there, was dedicated to Miss Pam. Life is just a story from my homeboy Will. You dig? And we ride.
Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And is Will still on the line?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. He right there, Miss Pam. Will,
hey, Will, keep doing your thing. Do what's in your heart, for real. Because when you stay true to your heart, that's exactly what come out.
Appreciate it. I appreciate it. I will. And you come back strong, and I'll be watching this TV for you.
I sure will. Thank you so much, Will. I appreciate you.
My man. So you hold on, Will. Don't you go nowhere, baby. And, Pam, yep. We want to get into this Africa thing. You feel me?
Yes.
What's happening with that? And we want your fans to know what's going to be going down because you're back. You know what I mean? You're back to stay. And we just want the world to understand what's happening with Miss Pamela Long running.
Yes, well, I'm actually looking forward to going over to Africa actually in September, and then from September we'll be over there for I really don't know how long as of yet, but I know I will be coming back home. Hopefully for Thanksgiving I'll be home, and then we go back in December again as well. And it actually is looking like we're going to be going for the next couple of years. Like I said, I'm just so grateful for the team that I have. When it comes down to Eugene Napoleon, which in fact I call him Nap, you know, my big brother, I'm just so excited because it's looking like we're going to be, for the next couple of years, we're going to be going in and out of Africa. And I'm just excited about that. And then, too, we're going to actually be touring. Looks to be that we're going to be doing some things in the States concerning, like, a college tour. So that actually is just to be announced. And just a couple of things, looking to get on a couple of tours, or who's to say, you know, like I said, working. And I always got to make sure that I just shout them out because this is one of the hardest working cats that I know, you know, Mr. Eugene Napoleon, who's to say, you know, when it comes down to him, it's some things that he have up his sleeve to where it's just like, he's like, you know, we can do our own tour. So right now, just looking just to see how all of those things are going to really just come about. So I'm just really excited. I got a smile on my face. You can't see me smiling, but I'm pretty sure you can hear it in my voice. I'm so excited.
Didn't you just do a cruise here last couple of weeks or something?
Yes, actually. Yes, I did the Tom Joyner cruise. It was phenomenal. It was, it was really a great opportunity for me to be able to perform, you know, amongst some of my peers, you know, from who was on the cruise, Jamie Foxx. Mila from 112. I said Mila from 112. Mila from 702. Slim from 112. Young Jock. Of course, Earth, Wind, and Fire. The OJs, Ruben Studdar. You know,
wow.
Fantasia. And I'm just putting some names out there just so everybody could just know how colorful the cruise was. I'm sorry.
Wasn't Snoop out on that cruise, too?
Yes, Snoop was on it as well. It was so many people. I mean, from every comedian to any and everybody from, you know, Tyler Perry actually was on the cruise as well, to going all the way down to, you know, people from reality shows to you know, from the game, people from the game. It was some of everybody on this. And to really be able, like I said, to perform.
You had a great time.
Amongst, yes. To perform amongst some of my peers, and like I said, some who I haven't even met as of, you know, yet, except for being on this trip on the cruise. It was awesome. It really was really, really awesome.
Well,
awesome.
We like to hear, Pam, you know.
Sounds fun.
And what would you like to say to moms, you know, your mother? What would you like to say to moms tonight?
You know what? I just want to just shout out my mom just for being the great woman that she is. I'm just so grateful and thankful for everything that she's done and still does for me. She's always been, you know, the one that I can look up and say that has never left my side, you know, and never thought about leaving me. And I'm grateful for that, because if it was not for and by the grace of God, you know, first and foremost, to the Lord God, and then to my mom for standing and being with me, I wouldn't be the woman that I am today. And it's just
Amen.
Like I'm grateful. I'm so grateful.
That's what we like to hear, Ms. Pam. And I'm going to ask you this right here. This might be a long throw in the basket, you feel me?
Yes.
I hope I hit a three-pointer when I shoot it in the ass.
All right.
You know, like I say, I still got old cassettes of Total, but from back in the day, you know what I mean?
Right.
And have it ever been any talks in the work for a Total reunion?
Absolutely. You know what? It's a couple of endeavors that, you know, some things that we all have to achieve on our own briefly. And we actually spoke about doing a song. You know, we was like, yeah, we're going to do a song. But, you know, when you do one song, you always do the album. You know, because everything just is just like, ooh, I ain't know that we, ooh. You know how it goes. You're like, oh, yeah.
All right.
So you keep it going. Yeah, so you keep the party going. So we definitely spoke about it. And one thing I can say is that one thing with myself, Kima, and Keisha is that we're total off the stage. And what I mean by that, the sisterhood is still there. And in all honesty, if we never recorded another song together, which is not the case, but if we didn't, we'll always be total. Because that love, it was true. You know, it was true. And I'm grateful for that.
You were.
Yes.
Yeah. So what would you tell your homegirls here on the Worldwide Show tonight?
I would say, hey, ladies, hey, Kima. Hey, Keisha, I love y'all, and I'm looking forward to just really showing the world that, you know what, you can be three females working together, and even though sometimes that you go your separate ways, that you can still come back together and it be nothing but love.
That's what I'm talking about, girl, you know. And on that note right there, we're going to hit you with another surprise, you feel me? So
all right.
So hold tight. And we're finna hit Pamela with her second surprise of the night. So hold tight, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Miss Pam.
Come on. Hot, quicker than your average. Pop a twist, cabbage on instinct. Niggas don't think shit. Stink pink gators. My Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn.
That's
dead right. It's a head right. Biggie there. Air night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose. Never choose to. Bruce, bruise who? Do something to us.
Come on.
Talk goes through us.
Do
it. Girls want to us. Wanna do us. Screw us. Who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch. Stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily.
Take that.
Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing. So I just keep my peace.
Come
keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace.
Thank
with
you,
my
man.
Peace. Packing, asking who want it. You got it, nigga, flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. I guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. I guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake.
I put hoes in NY onto DKNY.
Uh-huh.
Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes know it's Moschino. Every cutie with a booty for the coochie. Now he's the real dookie. Meaning who's really the shit? Them niggas ride dick. Frank White push the stick. Called the Lexus. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tips if I want some ass. Gon' blast Weezer. Ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, a nigga rapping about blunts and bras. Tits and bras. Menage. Sex and expensive cars still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I stay filthy. Richer than richer. So you niggas come and get me.
Come on. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake.
I can fill you with real millionaire shit. That's cargo, my cargo. 160, swiftly. Wreck it by your new one. Your crew run, run, run. Your crew run, run. I know you sick of this lame brand. Nigga with flows, girl, say he sweet like licorice. So get with this, nigga, it's easy. Girlfriend, here's a bit. Call me round 10, come through, have sex on rough, that's perfect.
That's right.
Come up to your job, hit you while you're working, for certain. Pop a freaking, not speaking, leave that ass leaking like rapper demo. Tell them who, take their clothes off slowly. Kill them with the force like Kobe, dick black like Kobe, watch me roam like Kobe. Lucky they don't owe me, where the safe, show me, homie.
Homie.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back to the Worldwide Radio Show. The Streets Don't Love You Back. And once again, we still kicking it with one of the hottest ladies that would pick up the mic, Miss Pamela Long. Pam, let us know what memories brought back when you heard that song.
You know what? I love that record. That record, it just brought me back to, I was just, you know, big old smile on my face. And you know what? Just to hear Big. Yeah, he put it down. He put it down on that one. He put it down.
Yeah.
It definitely is. The relevancy of that record is still just like, ooh, when you put it on, all you got to do is just put it on and just watch people.
Yeah.
Yes, so we wanted to surprise you with that. Now you singing the hook on that, correct, Pam?
Yes, I am.
And that's what we wanted to surprise the world with, because some people didn't even know Miss Pamela Long was singing that hook, but I did.
Wow.
You know me?
Wow.
And me and Eugene talked about that when we had him on the show as a guest, and me and him was going all the way down memory lane back and forth.
Yes.
You feel
yes.
me? And I was like, yeah, bro, I know a lot of stuff Pam was singing on, you know what I'm saying? So
that's
my wife was like, well, we better put a couple songs on that she was singing on. She said, what that
song
was digging, you know what I mean?
Yes. I appreciate
you know?
That so much.
Yeah, man. So we just wanted to make the show fun and getting your message out there, you know what I mean, and also educating the people as well, you know.
Yes.
And what would you tell some of these young ladies and young men, Pam, that's trying to get in the music industry, that's not blessed to meet a Puffy or, you know what I mean, someone like that in the music business? What would you tell them?
Right. I would just say that, you know what, if this is something that is in your heart, is that your dreams are definitely able to be reached, you know. All you got to do is just continue to set goals to go to the next level to meet your dreams. That's one thing that I'm learning, is that everything may not happen overnight, and like you just said, you may not meet a Puffy or this one or that one, but before Puffy was Puffy to the world, it was just like he had to have seen himself somewhere, you know. And I would just say the same thing to that person who was just like, you know, I have dreams to you know, to do tracks for people and this, that one, that one. And you know, before Timbaland became Timbaland to the world, he was the same person that had a dream. And I would just say, so your dreams are not far-fetched. They are obtainable. So I would just say set little goals. Start making setting little goals and say, you know what, I'm going to do X amount of music in I'm going to put it on a CD, and I'm going to just start handing some of my stuff out, you know, handing a couple of things out that I can do just for promo, just to hear, you know, just to hear some of the feedback of what it is that people are saying about me. Or, you know, whatever the case may be, you want to just make sure that you stay consistent, stay on top of what it is that you really want and be true to yourself. Never sell out for the game. Never let somebody tell you, well, you have to do this so that you can just get on. You don't have to conform to anything, because when you think about music, look at everybody from, I would say, back in the day. Just look at, you know, if we can go back to Chaka Khan and Stephanie Mills, and if you can think about LL Cool J, if you can think about Biggie, if you can think about Tupac, if you can think about Snoop, if you can think about Dr. Dre, if you can think about Eminem, if you can think about some of the people, if you look at Monica, look at Brandy, look at Keisha Cole, look at so many different. It's a lot. Now I named in that, just in that bracket alone, I named a couple of female artists back to back from each other. Look at Mary J. Blige. But everybody has a distinction about them, and it sets them apart from the other one. And I would say it may be someone that's doing something that you're doing, but they're not you. So as long as you stay true to you, then that's what shines, your individuality. Yeah. And so I would say as long as you keep that, you'll make it, because you're real to yourself. You don't have to conform to anything, because that's what people will say to you all day. Well, I need you to sound like such. No, you don't need. Don't ever look to sound like someone else. Just continue to be you, because that's one thing that Will spoke about, and I just want to go back to Will, is that, you know, it was something that he said that he was just like, you know, I kind of just, you know, I'm doing stuff with other cats, and, you know, it just don't sound like my music. And I'm so grateful for what Will said, and for him being so real and so transparent about the situation, is that, you know, it stuck out to me, like I said, because he was able to be real and transparent. And we don't want to, and I say we meaning myself as well, is that you don't want to think that I have to do what somebody else is doing just to make it. No, you can be original and make it. Timbaland was original. Puffy was original. And they made it doing what they did, you know, and they changed the game. So I would just say stay real and true to yourself in that sense.
That's what's happening, you know. And with that being said, I'm going to pass the mic to my missus. And we're having a great, great show once again with Miss Pamela Long. And like I said in the beginning, one of the greatest females to ever pick up the mic, you know, and we're going to pass
the
mic to the missus.
That's right. I wanted to ask you a little bit about, I mean, you were so young when you started singing with some of these people, and then the gangster rap started and the battles, the East and the West and all that. How did you feel kind of in the middle of all that back then?
You know what, in all honesty, it was scary going over to the West Coast, you know, being so young. It's just like, you know, and everybody is arguing and fighting, you know. Of course, when you when we were on this side, the East Coast, of course, you didn't worry about anything. But going over to L.A., you know, you was nervous. I don't know about anybody else, but I could speak for myself. I wouldn't even call it nervous. I was scared. You know, I had my moments when I may not have spoken about it and didn't say anything about it, but on the inside, very scary. You know, going to shows and feeling like, you know, somebody, just because you're connected to, you know, the East Coast, that somebody is just looking just to get you, you know. But to, like, lo and behold, I'm grateful, because when we did go to L.A. and we did perform, the love was so off the chain. And I was grateful for it then, and I'm still grateful for it now. But in all honesty, I was scared.
Do you believe that when
it was happening?
Yes, absolutely. We was in the mix of all of it.
Right. Do you believe, I mean, we know it to be true, but the media made everything a lot more than what it really was, and they're kind of the instigators.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what the media does. You know, anything that's conflicting and controversy, you know, they jump right on it. You know, for the most part, it's sad to say, but it's just like anything that they can do to fan, you know, the fan, try to fan the fire to make it hotter than what it is, they're going to do it mm-hmm. all day long. And it's sad because sometimes, you know, media fails to realize that if you just didn't open your mouth, media, it wouldn't have been as big. You know, in some instances,
right.
nobody wouldn't have known anything and it wouldn't have been that big. But because of the fact that, you know, a friend of mine who's in media, she said to me one time, she said, the motto of media is that if it bleeds, it leads. And when she said that, I was just like, wow. Mm-hmm. If it bleeds, it leads. But, yes, I can say that media is definitely helpful in some areas, and in some areas, very harmful.
Definitely.
Right. And at this time of your career, Pam, you know, what's the difference? And the question I'm going to ask you, you know, it's going to hit the younger cats and the older crowd as well, you know?
Yes.
What is the difference from when you first started in the game and you've seen all this riffraff, the killings, the shootings, and the gang thing within the rap industry, you know? Where do you see us at now from where was that then when you was in the heart of it all?
You know what? I would definitely say, oh, man, I can definitely say that to me personally, it's gotten worse. And the only reason being is because I think that a lot of people are more reckless now than ever. And what I mean by that is that everybody feels as if, you know, they're a gangster, you know, opposed to mm-hmm. being true to yourself. Because in all honesty, what I've learned, you know, about gangsters is that, you know, they move with silence. If you really doubt it, you're not out there trying to tell everybody your every move. That's not gangster. That's somebody
right.
pretending. That's pretentious to me, you know. And I really believe that it's gotten to a place where everybody, there's nobody really upholding individuality anymore. And it's just like everybody is trying to conform to, you know, I'm the toughest, you know, even in R&B now, you know, even if it's even gotten down to the point where even you see R&B singers, you know, claiming to be, you know, I'm the hardest one and this, that, and the third, I ain't scared of nobody. Okay, then if my thing is that somebody that's not afraid and that's really about it, you don't have to display it in such a way. It just goes to show, it just says to me that you're being very pretentious about who you're trying to be opposed to being who you are. So it's gotten worse to me because it's just like nobody is willing to be themselves. So with that, when you're not willing to be yourself, you just kind of go with the flow, and it's just reckless. And it's not reckless amongst so much amongst the rappers, but our children. It's because
you know,
of the fact you pump this garbage into somebody's head long enough, then it's just like they start acting it out. You know what I mean? If I'm listening to you 24/7 all the time, then it's just like something that you're saying, what I'm listening to is actually going to play out. I'm not trying to blame someone, but I will say to somebody, you got to, somewhere along the line, you got to take full responsibility for what it is that you're pushing out there. And nobody
right.
wants to take the responsibility of it, but it is what it
right.
is.
Right.
And a prime example is, you know, Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be a gangster. He ain't no gangster,
right.
but he's trying to be, you know, rapping about it and trying to portray.
Trying to portray something that you're
and
not.
He's found himself in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
I mean, it's just getting
absolutely.
Worse.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the thing, like it's just like at the end of the day, you pushing all of this stuff out saying that you're this and you're that. But I'm just saying, if you rap, just rap. Like LL, like when you think about LL, when you look at Biggie, Tupac, Craig Mack, and LL, that would have been crazy for L to come out and be like, yo, trying to be a gangster. Jokers would have been
right.
like, yo, are you crazy? Like, come on, James.
That ain't even
you,
what
James,
LL
you
do,
a lover.
Too.
Yes, you know what I mean? You're
LL
a lover.
LL say, I'm
L-
in love. I ain't no fighter,
exactly.
I'm in love.
Exactly. L knew his lane. The hardest L came out was like, he was like, Mama said, knock you out. And you can look at L and be like, oh, okay, he can hold his own. but he wasn't spitting. He wasn't spitting what Big was spitting in Pac. He
no,
knew his lines.
Not at all.
Yes, they was true to themselves. Like nowadays, I'm just
right.
like, yo, come on. Like
right.
you,
that's like
come
real
on. You living in the suburbs all your life. How are you? You a gangster now?
Right. That's like Will Smith. Will Smith ain't even ever cussed on his records and done so
yes.
millions of albums. You feel me?
Yes.
I
yes.
still
yep.
be rocking to summer, summer, summertime. You know what I mean?
That, yeah, you better say it.
You know what I mean? And Will ain't never cussed on his records, man. You know what I mean?
Yep.
As far as hard as he went, as far as I'm concerned, is when he went with the Big Willie style. That's it.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
That was it.
Getting
that
jiggy
was
with it.
Yes, getting
but,
jiggy with it.
But
that's
that
right.
guy, that guy stayed true to himself all his life. And look
yes,
at him now. You know what I mean?
And look at him now. Absolutely.
You know,
that's
he
right.
wasn't trying to be, like you said, he wasn't trying to be Pac. He wasn't trying to be Biggie. He wasn't trying to
yes.
be. He was just Will Smith. You feel me? A guy
absolutely.
Makes you laugh on TV. And when you put his songs in, you're out barbecuing, chicken winging it with the family. Might
I
jump
know,
on the boat.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's
yes.
his music. That's
yes,
his music.
Absolutely.
No, you ain't going to pick up no gun. Tell him I'm going to pick up a heater and spray the whole neighborhood up. You ain't.
Right,
that ain't
right.
what you're going to do on Will music. You know what I mean?
Not at all.
Right.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, so these cats be just on another page. Like you said, you know, it be them record labels pushing these cats to say these words. And, you know, your mama
mm-hmm.
a lawyer and your daddy is a construction worker. And,
right,
you talking
right.
about you the biggest drug dealer in the neighborhood, and you ain't never even smoked weed or drank. You
yeah,
know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely. You talking right.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So tonight, with that being said, you know, if you're listening to this interview tonight with Miss Pamela Long, we just want you, man, to stop fronting, man. You know what I mean? Or just do
I
what
know
you
that's
do.
Right.
You don't have to be cussing. You don't have to be out here, you know, tripping, man. Thomas, you done killed five people and all that on your joint.
Right.
And, you know, you just be you, man. People buy good R&B and they buy good, clean music. You know, they don't always want to hear about how many bras you done, you know, did all that
right.
thing, man, and how many gold chains on your neck. Let's get serious out here, baby, and listen to what Miss Pam said tonight. Be true to yourself. Stop faking the funk, man, and raise up out here and start educating these youngsters about they don't have to do that either, and they can come
yeah.
with some clean music. Yeah.
Okay.
So with that being said, Pam, we riding with you tonight, girl, and we're going to go
thank
to another
so
song
much.
That I'm dedicate to you, and it's from one of my homeboys on the West Coast, and it's called
yes.
Never Give Up. And that's something that you never did. So we're going to dedicate that to you, baby girl. Never give up
thank
on that
so
open suicide. Yes, ma'am. Rolling
yes.
with Pam Long. Be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
The homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots,
man.
Can't
make no shots. I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect.
I love
you. You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know.
Okay.
I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yes.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it make you a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals, stay focused on you. Focus your view, succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home, never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get, appreciate what you got. You can always improve, just don't stop. Going for your dream to achieve in your life. Take a chance like me.
hottest radio show worldwide, the Streets Don't Love You Back, and we're kicking it with Miss Pamela Long, baby, like we promised you. And that's another song from my homeboy on the West Coast, Never Give Up by OG Suicide. We send much love to our team out there. And
yeah.
We back with you, Pam. And I'm telling you, tonight is we just having a great night, great songs, great
yeah.
lady on the mic tonight. And we
thank
just
you.
Putting in work out here tonight, Pam. You know, what
yeah.
you want your fans to know, Pam? Tell them what's good.
You know what, before I tell my fans what's good, I just wanted to say that joint right there remind me of Ice Cube. That joint go hard.
Yeah, yeah, we appreciate yeah. that. Yeah,
yeah, that reminded me of
that.
Cube right there. Yeah, that reminded me of Cube, especially when old boy came in and started rhyming. I was like, oh, all right. Yes.
Yeah, I let him know that, Pam, that you liked it.
Yeah.
That's a friend of ours that's on the West Coast out there. He runs a suicide prevention program out there in L.A.
Nice.
And he's a suicide prevention survivor, you know.
Wow.
He was in the gang banging life out there, you know, with the Bloods and the Crips back in the old
right.
days. And
yeah.
He shot himself in the head, and then God gave him a second chance, you feel me?
Wow.
And
he's
doing a lot of great things. He's rapping, helping, and giving
yes.
back to the community. And that's one of his songs that we spent on the show. And it's a touching song around the world.
Yes,
to people.
It is.
And we just have to always dedicate his track to the world because it's a lot
yes.
of people that gives up. And it's a mm-hmm. lot of people, like you say, they go into that one place and they all by themselves. And sometimes
yeah.
don't know how to get out of that bag that they're in. But it's
right.
always help for those out here that need it. And that's one thing, you know, we appreciate about what's happening now in the world. It's a lot of more outreach places and more people that's willing to help. You just got to be willing to say, I need help.
Yes. Wow.
And that's the
absolutely.
Bottom line, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
And me and my wife, we're so thankful for our foundation, the Streets Don't Love You Back, and educating
know,
kids and,
right.
and then the boxing thing, you know. And,
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So we want to tell you too, ladies and gentlemen, we have our Golden Junior Gloves event coming up June 14th and 15th, and that's going to be at the Arizona Event Center in Mesa, Arizona. So all our boxing fans, make sure you come on out like you always do, and let's get busy, you know. And once again, I can't get enough of saying, if you did, we were one of the greatest ever pick up the mic, Miss Pamela Long. And we're doing our thing tonight. Let's bring my man Eugene back on, because we're having a great time tonight.
Yes.
We definitely are having a great night. And this is awesome. I'm sitting back enjoying some great music, hearing some really, really positive things. And
yeah.
I feel blessed, and I'm real excited about it. And I want to thank you, Boyd, and thank you, Lucinda, for, you know, having us on, you know, having Pam on, having myself on. And
yes.
this is, again, this is a godsend. This is all right.
Yeah, man, you know, when you told us that you can reach out to Pam, I was overexcited because I told you when we was laughing and having a good time when you was on the show. I said,
he
man, I'm the
about
his spend next
for weeks, Pam.
I used to spend them cassettes for back in the old days in the ride. How the cassettes flip over to the other side. Yeah, them was the good old cassette days, baby, you know.
Yeah.
You can ride all day without pushing the button. You flip over
yeah.
and flip back again all day long. That's what was happening back then. The whole hood bumping, you know, total in the mix.
Right.
So, yeah, them was some good old days right there, you know. So, Eugene, any last words you would like to say before we leave out?
Just want to wish everybody on all coasts, West Coast, East Coast, everywhere, you know, a blessed, safe, you know, a productive evening and tomorrow, you know, put a smile on somebody's face, do something for somebody else other than yourself, because
yeah.
that's really what when you stop to think about it, you say, find your purpose, you know, God bless you with mine about 20 years ago, and that is my purpose, try to, you know,
yeah.
put a smile on somebody else's face, you know what, I've been blessed immensely. And I want to be a blessing to somebody else. So I want to leave everybody with that.
That's what it is, my brother, you know. And with that being said and done, We're going to go to our my missus for her last words and announcements, and then we're going to go to Miss Pam and give her her last words and announcements. So I'm going to pass the mic over to the missus.
Well, I just want to say, you know, that's what we do. The Streets Don't Love You Back. And from the East Coast to the West Coast to the North to the South, you know, we're bringing people together. We're talking and educating, you know, the streets don't love you back. You don't have to go out there and sell drugs and be on the streets and think you're a gangster and live that kind of life. There's so many other things that you can do out here. And you know, just like I said, we've met so many people from everywhere, and it's just been a great journey for us. And I just, you know, pray that we can continue what we're doing and keep bringing people together, because we may not be able to do it alone, but if we can stand up and move forward and gather everybody and bring everybody together, we can all achieve and great things will happen.
Amen. Yeah. On that, you know, and Eugene, mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to get you. I want you to email me your mailing address, your PO box, and whatever. And Pam, we're gonna want you to do the same thing, because I'm gonna give both of y'all a copy of my books. My first book is entitled "The Streets Don't Love You Back." That's my biography growing up in the city of Detroit back in the old days. And my second book is "Never Hit a Woman." I mean, the wife is a loud voice. An advocate towards domestic violence towards mm-hmm. women and kids, and we just want to keep that momentum going, is educating these young kids out here, because they definitely need the education thing, you know, because like we just spoke in the show, you don't have to try to be something you ain't, you know what I mean? Just be you. People okay. love you for who you are, and you don't have to jump across the bridge just to pull somebody. You can do jumps. Jump in the gym.
Right.
And not off the bridge. Because sometimes it ain't no water at the bottom, my man. You know, the EMF don't need to be coming there with no splatter game. So we just want y'all to know it's about getting educated out here, you know what I mean? And we done had a great, great time tonight with Miss Pamela Long. And like I said again, I done said it all through the show, one of the greatest to ever pick up the mic, and she's still moving and grooving. Tell them that album again, Miss Pam, is coming.
Yes, the name of the album is called Undeniable, and it's coming at you real soon. The single will be dropping this summer, and the single is Party. It's called Party.
And you'll hear Party right here at the Streets of Love You Back Radio.
Yes,
show.
You will.
You feel me?
Live and in effect, you sure will.
Right.
Yes, you will.
And you're going to continue hearing Bad By Myself, because that Bad By Myself had me go all the way back on the Cabbage Patch tip. I'm over here rocking in the Cabbage Patch, you know, bad. Yeah, I mean, I went all the way back on them, Pam. You feel me?
I know that's right.
Yeah, girl. So you're right. So I'm still feeling this, Pam. All these years, she's back at it again. Like I say, she just took a vacation, you know, and she right back off her hyenas, baby. You know what I mean? Mic in the hand and doing what she do. So,
We
can bring Will back on as well, you know, and we'll let Pam finish up her shout outs and everything. Go ahead, Miss Pam.
You know what, I just want to thank you, Boyd and Lucinda for having me just on the show, and it's something because sometimes when you do different shows and different interviews, you don't know what to expect. And just to hear, you know, the streets don't love you back. And as you started to just to expand on that and just to really enlighten me on what it is that you do and what you're doing, I want to shout the both of you out for taking the time to really get at these young people and to make a, you know, to put something in place that's going to leave a legacy, not just of you guys, but for someone else. It's so awesome, and I just want to just celebrate the two of you on tonight and just to say keep going forth. God bless you, because what you're doing is definitely something that's well needed that a lot of us sometimes don't even take the time out to even see. But for you to look and to see such a need and to go after it in such a way is so awesome. And then, too, with the box and, you're showing people, you're showing young people that it's another outlet. You don't have to be on the street fighting, but you can do something in a healthy way, and it'd be good. You know, of course, you know, if ever need be, God forbid, that they would know how to protect themselves. But to put that energy and to put those things into something positive is so awesome. So I celebrate the two of you on tonight.
We appreciate that, Pam. And what we give the kids, Pam, it's a free gym. You feel me? The kids don't have
That's
to pay
right.
no money. The parents
That's
don't have to pay no money. My wife's uncle started the gym in 1965. You know, the gym's been there since 1965. And my wife's family owned the Golden Gloves in the whole state of Arizona, and the Junior Golden Gloves and the Carpal Gloves. So it's been around for many, many years within my wife's family. And her uncle passed 4 years ago. He was 90 years old. And now my wife and her cousin run the gym over there. My wife's vice president over at the gym. So we just do a lot in the community with the kids. And it's been a legacy in my wife's family. So the legacy just keep going, you know.
Yes.
And that's how I got involved through my wife, you know.
Awesome.
Well, it's just another vehicle for us to share the message and to be able to meet some of the youth and work with some of the youth. And, you know, to be a boxer, you have to have a lot of perseverance and patience.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know, it's not easy. And these young kids that go out here and do it, and they can come out of the ring and shake their opponent's hands and be friends outside the ring, you know, that's amazing example.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That is so
And we
awesome.
Want to give a shout-out to little Jake, because that's the little man that always do that, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
He beats his opponent,
right.
And he gets out the ring and shake his hand, and they hustle all through the event.
That's all right.
So
that's
we got to
so
get
beautiful.
Jake to take a shout-out. That's my little
shout
man.
Shout-out to
you,
little
know.
Jake. Go ahead, little buddy. That's what's up. That's all right.
Yeah, he's nine years old, Pam. He got champion belts. He done had 40 fights. You feel
oh,
me?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's
got
nine.
So much character.
Oh,
that's
man.
That
little guy. You seen Pam, you'll be like, oh, man, I'm in love with this little guy. You know what I mean?
I know
he
that's
just
right.
He got so much charisma, man. He's been fighting since he was four, you know? And he's nine,
so
and I have 40 fights already with belts, you know.
Woo.
Wow.
That is awesome.
We,
so when
we,
I come up,
you,
so when
Jake.
We come up that way, I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Oh, we're going to take
definitely.
You to the gym. We're going to take you to the gym.
Okay,
you know,
I'm looking forward to that.
And you're
going to
be welcome to our home, you know what I mean, eat dinner.
Yes.
You and your Jean, you feel me?
Yes, well, we're looking forward to it. That's awesome.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, Pam, you hold on 1 second, because we're gonna give you the last go out door, and we want Will to say a few things before we leave, because, man, I done had a great, great time with you on the show, you and Eugene, and Will as well, you know. So, Will, we're going to give you your last words, Will.
All right, I appreciate it. You know, I like to say thank you also. You know, it's a beautiful thing to have communication and, you know, so far away from each other, and it brings together. It brings upon togetherness, and we need that more of it. And families and friends, and just if you don't know somebody, just say hello to somebody. You know, make them feel like they are part of this world with you. I want to say I want to give a shout out to my team 103 in Kalamazoo, to the Gibsons. They just lost a family member. They keep losing members in their family, so I want to give big shout outs to them and prayers.
Amen.
Hope everybody gives them any prayers. I'm up here trying to do the same thing as far as trying to get these young guys who want to be rappers, you know, don't want to be something that you see on TV. You know, try to change what people ain't doing. Do something that somebody else ain't doing. If you can teach people how to dance to good music, you know, that's what we're missing. That's that they changed the whole game, you know. And we need to bring back that good music where people can dance and have fun and not go to a party just to listen to who got shot and who's finna get shot.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
My man.
Big
ups. Loving that, Will.
I love y'all too. Hey, big ups to you. Pamela Long, much success, and God hey, put his hands on you, and much blessings to you.
And thank you so much, Will. Thank you, and I appreciated that. And I love that track, that life is just a story, for real, Will. Keep doing what you do. Stay true to yourself, baby, because you got it.
My man.
And you hold tight, Will, right. You know. And Pam, before we let you off the phone, I want to just tell you this right here. My boy Will, right?
Yes.
We grew up together from youngsters.
Oh, wow.
And we was locked up together when we was young kids, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like 13, 14 years old, right?
Yes.
But we got out.
And, I know that's right.
He went his way, I went my way.
Jesus.
But
wow.
he came to see me when he got out. And when he left my mother's house, we was about 15 and 16. We never seen mm-hmm. each other after that, right?
Right.
And just a month ago, if I'm correct, just a month ago.
A couple months ago,
I'm walking in my neighborhood in Arizona, taking my walk like I do every day.
Right.
And my wife called me on the phone. She say, it's a guy just emailed me and told me that he know you. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So she called his name, and I'm like, it got to be Willie Chapman. That's the only guy I know named Willie Chapman.
Right.
Feel me?
Right.
And lo and behold, it was my man. And we ain't seen
that.
Each other in 34 years. You feel me?
Wow.
But he been looking for me.
Wow.
And he found me. And that
God
was my
so
man.
Amazing. That's
yeah.
all right right there.
And,
that's
and,
a guy.
And what you now, Will? You're 49 now, right? You're 49,
that's
right, Will?
I'm
yeah.
49. God's
yeah,
blessing.
Yeah, I'm 50.
Wow.
We're 49. And we started talking just like we had never left off a beat. You feel me?
I know.
That was
that's
my man.
Right. That's right. That's right.
And he do music now, and he produced music and all of that. So I'm like, wow, I was just blew away with, you know, what he had grew into, you know what I mean, over the years.
Yes.
You feel me? And he
yes.
was blew away with what I do. Because he was like, man, I never dreamed you'd be doing any of that the way your life was, you know?
Right.
I said,
right.
You either.
Right.
See, everybody can change.
Yeah.
Everybody can
right.
do the right things if they make that choice.
Yeah, so I wanted to just put that out there to you, Pam, and let you know, yeah, that's my man right there, you know?
That's all right,
and,
yes.
We back together again, you know?
That's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
That's
so, oh, man, you know, you my man. That's why when my missus told me that, I had to put the Chapman on the end. She said, Willie. I said, Willie Chapman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I was like, man, we ain't seen each other. We was 15 and 16. I said, that's my man. So, yeah, God is definitely good, you know.
Yes,
so,
he is.
Yeah, we done had a great show tonight. Yeah, he did, man. We done had a great show tonight.
God did all that walking to bring us to each other, brother.
Yeah.
And we back on deck, baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we ain't going nowhere, you feel me? So we back at it again, you know. But we older now. We ain't 15 and 16 no more. We 49
right.
and 50 now. You did.
Right. Numbers is just numbers. Numbers is just
yeah.
numbers.
Yeah, but I'm thankful we got these numbers, though, boy, because the way we was going, we might not have got them numbers. You see?
I know, that's right.
It's a blessing.
For real.
Yeah, blessing
man. So,
sure.
Hey, I just want to say we done had a great, great show with Miss Pam tonight. You know, Pam, we got much love for you on this side of the docket.
Right,
and we just
you.
Want to say keep doing your thing, girlfriend. And
thank you so much.
We're going to try to get you down this way. You know, we've been talking to Eugene, but I'm going to put it out there to you while you're on the air.
Yeah.
I sent you information over to the event center where we be giving our events at, you know. And
nice.
we're going to try to get you something over in there to bring you down to AZ, you feel me?
Looking
and,
forward to it.
Yeah, so we're trying to put the hand all the way down as well on this end for you to get you
yes.
on back out here because these people been missing you. And, you know, they need to hear what you got going on now. You feel me? They loved you back
yeah.
then, and they still love you now. So it's all good, sister.
Right.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Okay.
It's all good. So we're going to say, like we always say, hey, Remember, the streets don't love you back. We had a great, great show. And if you ain't went to our website, log on to www.thestreetsdon'tloveyoubackneem.com. Join our movement. Let's start educating out here. And don't forget, we got our new clothesline, the Streets Don't Love You Back clothesline as well. We got grown folks' clothes all the way to toddlers, 2T to 6T. So we're making it happen in that area as well. So we want your young kid to have that on his body. We want your woman, your wife, your girlfriend, whatever it is to each other. We want that to have it all on your body too. So we sending our love to the whole squad across the world. Much love to Pam. As usual, much love to my boy Eugene and Will. And much love to my wife and queen Lucinda for always believing in me and always being behind me. You feel me? I can't ask for no more than that. So with that being said, I pass it over to the queen.
I just want to thank everybody for being part of the show tonight. And if you don't have any more, do you have any more last announcements, Floyd?
Oh, I'm great, baby. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Pam, you good?
I'm good, yes.
All right.
Okay. We're going to go out tonight with a song by a young, fresh, new artist out of Detroit, Kendall Day. And he's with Grand Slam Records, and Rob's sister is the owner of Grand Slam Records. So this is all for you, Kendall Day. Have a great week, and be back here next Wednesday night, 8:30 Pacific time, 11:30 Eastern.
All right,
tonight.
Dedicated to Miss Pamela Long, all for you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Everything is all for you.
From your girl, you was hitting the club, so I'ma show some extra love, and I'ma get fresh as fuck for you tonight. And I'ma make sure everything's brand new,
everything touching my body is
brand new. See the mirror, don't lie, feeling like that guy tonight. So
from the ballet, tell
them
send the bottles of Moscato and
that rosé.
All I heard was okay.
So baby, what you gonna do for me? Cause
everything is all for you. Oh, all for you.
All for you.
All for you.
You.
Everything I do when it's all tonight. Everything is all for you.
Yeah.
Oh, all for you. All for you. Everything I do when it's all tonight.
Baby, it's all
everything
for
you. Everything is all for you.
VIP never felt so lovely. Drinks never looked so bubbly. Don't you just love me? From the club to the telly, what's up? Private suite, can't nobody interrupt. Perfect night for the both of us. And this is how we started out. I'm loving everything you do for me. That's why
everything is all for you.
All for you.
All for you.
All for you.
Everything
hey.
I do when it's
all
tonight.
Baby, it's all.
Everything is all for you.
Everything is all for you. The cars, the clothes, the way that it goes.
All for you.
You know that it's all for you, baby.
Everything is all for you.
All for you. The way that it goes.
All for you.
You know that it's all for you, baby.
Everything is all for you. Everything is all for you.
All for you.
Everything I do is all for you. Baby, it's all for you.
Everything is all for you.